Hairdressers need a deposit.
Yes. Yes, nigga. Yes. It's not just you go no more and all of this shit.
Well, you make an appointment. Yeah. And then you show up and get your hair done.
Bring your hair and all of that shit. No. I need a deposit first. And then you need to bring me not just the rest of the money, but your own hair too. Like, let's go.
It's not like a fish fry. You buy a wee fry.
You bring your hair. You don't have to make appointments at fish fries, though. And they don't make you pay to make appointments and shit.
You better call ahead. How about that?
Ain't that the point of an appointment?
Yeah. I don't understand. Remember when haircuts was $12?
$12.
$15?
Yeah, when we was kids, $10.
$10 and then the tip, remember that?
Yep. I remember when you could give a barber $10, and he like, thank you, man, I appreciate it. You know what I mean?
My man told me at the barbershop he go to, it's $200 to skip the line, to come in and not have to wait.
Ain't that appointments? Ain't that, like, don't you call and, like, make an appointment, and then that's what that do? Where you just walk in at your time?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
Well, I don't know. If you just come to the barbershop, you know, like, when you usually, you know, sometimes you might go and it's a whole bunch of people. So you got to wait. And you know how it be. You be like, I'm after, you know, it's kind of like playing basketball. You know.
I got next.
You know who in line and what the order is, and then you act accordingly. You be like, all right, babe, I'm about three back.
But it depends on who the barber is. If you walk in there and don't know nobody, you know what I mean? Like, then it's a shitty situation.
Then, yeah, you might not get no haircut.
No, you get one, but you the worst motherfucker in there gonna cut your hair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he the one who got time to cut your hair.
Yeah, and he willing to cut your hair. The other nigga like, I don't care. I got all these clients, so I don't have to cut your hair.
As seen in this particular video, I went to some motherfucker I ain't never been to and not going back.
I mean, it looked cool.
Barber game is rough out here, man.
It is. I'm glad I don't have to go.
Man, I'm about to be like you in a minute. Fuck this hair.
Yeah, I shaved my shit in the bathroom.
Yeah,
by myself.
Keep playing for kids' hair. Shit, you can't afford none. No, I can't have no hair because your hair costs so much. Goddamn,
man, everything costs so much. Man, we was talking last week about video games being $100, and shoot, you go to the grocery store and you get three things, it's $20.
Yeah, right. One meal. It's no longer where it's cheaper to go buy a meal. Like go to the grocery store, you run it even if you like go get some food from somewhere.
The other day, I made some more of them. Puff pastries, man, with the steak.
Good,
yeah, they was good again. I got it down now. Nah.
Real shit.
But shoot, steak $7.99. The shredded steak, that's $7.99. The puff pastries is $6.99. And then get you some water. That's $8.49.
Right. Water used to be $3.
Yeah. I was looking for some cheap water, but I mean,
that is cheap water, motherfucker.
$8.49. And that's for 32.
But you pay a water bill too, so you can have drinking water that you can't drink because it's disgusting. Like, what the fuck, man? Welcome.
Yeah, BreezeCast episode 42. Yay! And being an adult, great.
Awesome.
And everything is like dumbass expensive. Yeah. So that meal the other night, I ain't even get no fries or nothing.
No, I mean, them,
I did get some oatmeal pies, you know, the
but four people
the cream in the middle.
Four people, pause. Like, that bill wasn't too bad for four people. Like, not really.
Oh, you talking about going to eat?
Yeah.
How much was that?
It was $152. But I got some, I got them rolls, too.
To go.
Yeah, to go.
And that was, like, drinks.
And two, we had, like, two drinks, both of us had two drinks.
Beer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like so, that wasn't too bad.
No, that wasn't.
Shit, but like if we...
That was good though. That was them good. Burnt ends and all that was good.
Yeah, shout out to your family. If you got one, spend some time with them. Take them to dinner.
And go eat somewhere on a Tuesday when there ain't a whole bunch of people in there. Y'all can be loud and
slide
shit.
Slide right in and annoy the waitress who don't know what the fuck she doing.
BreezeCast episode 42. She just was like tone deaf. You know what I mean? Like you was asking about... You was like, oh... The appetizer that you asked for, they didn't have it, but she just wasn't helpful. Like,
nah, you know, shit go out of season, I get it, but like, I checked the menu before I came here, bitch, I know what y'all got, like, you, it's okay that y'all don't have it, but don't be so robotic about it, like, no, we don't have that either.
That's not an appetizer option. You know, we have fries, you need to get some fries.
Like, bitch, I'm not
like,
crazy.
She didn't even say that, like, try to make the sale, like, well, you can get some fries and we can, like, got in the kitchen, my man can throw some barbecue sauce and throw a little pulled pork on them. You know what I'm saying?
I tipped her accordingly, $1.
Damn. Ooh, she gonna be mad.
I don't give a fuck, I was mad with the service. That's my tip reflected it, like it should, like, real talk.
Damn, a dollar. She's gonna be like, black folks don't tip.
Yeah. Well, white folks don't know how to talk to black folks.
You gotta do a good job.
Yeah, if you wanna take it there. Like, yeah, I'm just saying.
Breeze Cast episode 42. Shout out to everybody, man. Follow at Book DJ Cool Breeze. It's Black History Month. It's February.
Shortest month of the year.
Black History Month, man. It's Aquarius season as well. But what do Black History Month mean to you?
Me?
Yeah. You gonna wear a koofy like that?
No, I don't fuck with
that. I got that picture just for you.
I don't fuck with the koofies. Why? Because he lighter than you are?
Yeah, and he got that hat on.
No, he like in between our colors. So I'm like, no, I hate that smile too. Like, yeah. Like, bitch, stop. Put them teeth away. What does Black History mean to me? I mean, like, nowadays, honestly, it's just a reminder of what I need to be aware of and what I need to teach the kids, the generation after me, because the school's not teaching them. Kids don't even know who made, like, the traffic lights. Ridiculous.
The stuff that we used to know, they don't even write in cursive no more. Remember, that was like, you had to know that.
It's going
to
be the 1800s again. You put your mark on shit because you can't fuck, because ain't no digital shit and all of that shit.
You just put your mark and shit. Like, Daniel.
Yeah, and I mean, like, this is a month to truly reflect on how far we've come, but still, like, some of the progress we need to make and remember some of the people that got us here, like Martin Luther King, because I'm sure he'd be turning over in his motherfucking grave with some of the shit that's going on out here.
Remember that episode of the Boondocks when he came back?
Man, I was thinking about that, man.
He was like, oh, snap, a boneless rib sandwich. My bad, I'm sorry.
Right, we talking about some serious
shit. You been acting like a bunch of niggas. He wasn't lying, man, but I feel you. I be on the same tip, man. I notice how soon as February come on TV, it be like, it's Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? They don't say it's Black History Month. They say it's Valentine's Day.
No,
we're going to advertise this day as opposed to this whole month.
ESPN do the thing now where, like, once a day they showing, like, some black person who did something in the realm of sports and all of that. Like, that's cool, but I don't know, like, that vibe. It's not the same, like, when it's Latino Awareness Month. It'd be, like, everywhere. Like, oh, it's Latino Awareness Month. Like,
On the basketball court, they all wear the jerseys with the Spanish on them. It'd be, like, El Heat, you know what I'm saying? Low Spurs and stuff like that.
And,
know?
I mean, baseball do
Pistones.
The baseball teams, at least they do, like, they wear the old Negro uniforms. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, football.
Black History Month, they're like, all y'all niggas is playing, so
yep,
fuck
so
it.
Fuck that. Y'all don't need shit. Y'all already on the court.
That's terrible, man.
It's a bunch of white men that run this shit. I mean, like, I'm not being funny here, but, like, they don't care.
Yeah. And like, we already paying y'all what we got to do all this extra stuff for.
They don't care about the breast cancer. Like, you think they give a
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, right.
Come on, man.
We already found out that the NFL didn't give them that money. Everybody wearing all that pink stuff everywhere, cleats.
Not no more.
Yeah. It was like, is y'all not, y'all just doing it for show to make y'all look good. Y'all ain't even giving the money back.
Optics, brother.
Optics. But yeah, I feel you on that, man. They just be looking at stuff. I think about, like, last week when we had the picture of Sexy Red at the baby shower. Getting her booty at in front of all the kids and stuff. That's not black excellence.
No, but I mean, like, that's what they're going to point to. You know what I mean? And I get you get your bag and shit, but just it matter how sometimes. Like,
what about your
what
soul?
You
know, like, what I'm saying?
Oh, we've recently found out souls in Hollywood don't go together. Like,
yeah, and more and more, hot, like, as time going on, like, with Hollywood, it's like everything is tied to some type of sex ritual. And some usually it's like homosexual type of
the
stuff.
Sex ritual is this man who couldn't get this 10 on any day of the week got some money and some power, so that's how you're gonna get the 10. That's the ritual.
Or if you do what I say, you can get to, you know, get the TV show, you can get the role.
Oh, you talk about yeah.
So
yeah.
All, whatever, man. You name it, man. You can go
Smoke
from being
Quincy
like
Jones, Puff Daddy shit.
You can go from being like okay, and then from going to being like where everybody know your name. It's like, that's always coming up.
Hard but work will do that for you, too. You're just going to have to do it by yourself, and it's going to take a little longer. Yeah. But you won't owe nobody your soul. That's important.
Or your whole.
Yeah, fuck
soul
that.
Or your whole.
You ain't taking my whole.
But, yeah, shout out to Black History Month.
You always got to bring some holes into some shit, man.
I'm just saying, that was funny.
Every asshole got a whatever the fuck.
That was funny. The T-shirt. Yeah, they selling like hotcakes.
Like ass cakes.
Walking down the street.
Like ass cakes.
ass cheeks. Yeah, cakes. Booty, that's another name for booty cakes.
I think about you in the morning when they be doing the pancake shit on ESPN with Jeff Saturday, because what's his name be slapping the pancakes and shit that make me laugh.
You stupid, man. You stupid, man. But shout out to Black History Month, and keep hope alive. I don't know. Individually, man, you can just try to be the best person you can, and, you know, spread love and knowledge and all that good stuff and help your people and, you know, be somebody that other people can look up to. You know what I mean? Be the type of person that you would look up to.
Yeah, and even though these kids is dumb, keep talking to them. You know, even though they don't get it. Like,
you just
keep
be thinking about
them.
Like with the kids, when they, the way they don't never have, you know, school always end up being out. It's like, it was too cold, you know, to be out.
No, it wasn't.
We probably would have went to school, but I'm not gonna say
Detroit
nothing.
Urban didn't close.
It did.
I was stuck in Ohio because of an ice storm, and I called y'all, and y'all at school. Like, what the fuck? Like, what? You can't drive nowhere. How y'all get to school?
It was usually like if DPS closed, then we would close.
And no, they didn't.
And DPS wouldn't close that often.
Bullshit. I went to DPS. Bullshit.
Usually that was what the protocol
compared to Detroit Urban DPS closed all the time.
Later. Like back in the day, like when we was in high school, you know?
They didn't close.
They did, sometimes.
We had 3 fucking snow days, motherfucker.
Yeah, and I remember them. It was one where like it was like ice all down the driveway and in the street. Like, yeah, you didn't have no choice.
I was stuck in Ohio for that.
Yeah, but hey, man.
Missing a week of school because y'all not supposed to be in school, but y'all motherfuckers.
The original point was the kids don't be in school and they need their education because you be seeing how some kids don't be knowing a lot of stuff. Like,
yeah, but like
ask them something.
Ain't that some of that on us though?
Yeah, like, as well too. Yeah,
because it's not all teachers. It's not teachers. Not only teachers' jobs to influence and inform the kids. That's some of us too. They need to know about the struggles in their own family. In some cases, you know what I mean. Like, give them that point of reference so they don't just think that everything is supposed to be handed to them.
Yeah,
you
know exactly. What I mean? Exactly. Don't have that entitled attitude.
Yeah, for
you know
sure.
What I'm saying? Like, they had that one video where the teachers was acting like the students and all. They kept saying the same stuff like, you know, my mama bought me these chips. I ain't got to stop eating these chips in here. My mama bought me these chips. Or can you take off that hoodie? No, my mama bought me this hoodie. Like, just, you always got an excuse for something. Like,
mama not here, bro.
And you at school. I had to go through it. You had to go through it. They be bitching and tripping. So you just do what you got to do to get through.
Although, full disclosure, we did have a friend that told a teacher once that he paid tuition and it's too fucking cold in this building, so he gonna wear his coat.
Who said that?
Floyd.
Oh,
in Mr. Urban class.
Yeah,
for that, I mean, history. It was
but that part was ridiculous because it was like, yeah, it ain't no heat in here and it's cold, so let me wear my coat. It's cold. I'm glad I wasn't bald like I am now back in high school. I'm glad I had hair because I know I'd be cold sometimes, and I keep my hat on because you know you lose a lot of heat through your head.
Hey man, I got a sunroof, so you know I be catching the breeze all the time.
You got the pop up one. One of them.
Yeah, I be trying to keep it closed. It don't want to stay.
Man,
closed,
it's cool, though. Man. I ain't gonna tell you what to do, man. But hey, it's easy. That'll be eliminating some bills. Bald head brothers, me, you, and Muddy. Only nigga that got hair is Dada.
Yeah, he got a lot of it too. He got enough to share.
Dada
actually
look like Martin off of the one where he ran away. Nah, she ran away. He got that kind of afro. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't have that.
Nah.
If I had hair,
it still look cool. Like,
yeah.
Nah,
if I had hair, if I had hair, I always say, if I had hair right now, I have a LeVar Burton straight up, just a natural, just with a line. Maybe get taper on the side.
And if that was the case, by now I would have like cut some holes in that shit a couple of times, so you'd have to cut that shit.
Why
off.
You damn? Why you damn? Because
you,
damn
you
hate.
Can't be out there with me like that.
Yeah,
bro.
With
like,
the LeVar like, Burton nah, butterfly nah. In
you
the sky.
You represent your mama and daddy. You can't represent your mama
my
and daddy.
My dad got
like
a
that.
Natural to this day.
Yeah, but your dad cool.
He get up in the morning and just call me shit to the back.
He cool. His hair is like some different type of shit. Oh no, he got white people.
What about
hair
your
like
dad?
You He dead. What the fuck? Like what? What?
I'm talking. I
he
got
no hair by
we
now.
We know that he's not here. And I wouldn't even. And don't even think that I would go there. Like yo, dad.
He
that's
got
him,
no hair by
that's
now.
That's him. That's him being morbid. I was talking about his hair. Like he had some nappy shit.
I mean, yeah, like father, like son.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was like sheep wool, bro. You couldn't do shit with that shit.
Steel wool.
Yeah, man. Have to cut it with fucking scissors first, so then you could use the clippers.
Yeah, yeah. You had to cut it down first. It's like grass.
Say, I can't get the clippers through this shit.
You gotta go over it with the weed whacker first, then you cut the grass. You feel me? And then weed whack it again. Breezecast episode 42, man. We just talking, man. Happy Black History Month, everybody. Go hug a black woman.
Get
how about
that?
That
black steel wool hair.
Yeah, go hug a black woman. Don't you put your fingers in her hair, though. She'll beat your ass.
I was just talking to one that's 14, talking about some she can't go to airtime because she'll sweat her hair out.
Wow.
Like, you not supposed to be there yet, bro. What's wrong with you?
Hey, you don't want to just go, damn, this is the time to do that.
No, I don't want
to. You can still go to airtime when you grown, but you know what I'm saying? This is really the time when you a kid.
God bless you women, because I don't give a shit how much my hair costs to get done. If I want to go swimming, I'm doing that shit.
Hey, yeah, swimming is fun, period. Like, and I'm not missing out for my hair. I'm glad I got the bald head, man. Let's talk about missing out.
Oh, man.
Alliance. Segway of the week. Talk about missing out. But, yeah, everybody, I can't stand how everybody did the Lions. Like, okay, yeah, they lost the NFC Championship game. But I just don't like how people turned on them so quickly.
They put you, the sentence you just made 2 years ago, if you told somebody, hey, they're going to lose in the NFC title game 2 years ago. Or how about when they was 0-16? Hey, you know, in 2023, they're going to lose the NFC title game.
Yeah, you would be happy.
You'd be like, they made it to
for
the...
real? Like, for real? I just would love to see it. Like, you would say stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Then you see it now.
And now you bitching because it didn't go your way all the way. Like, I get it that Dan, shout out to Dan the Man. Dan the Man.
Dan should have kicked the field goal.
He should have kicked the field goal.
At least one.
You got a lighter?
I'm looking.
You got your work pants on. Car, yeah, I work, go to work. Super work cargo pants on.
Got my work shirt on, too.
Yeah. But, like, Dan the Man, he was being who he was the whole season. So I can't be mad at that.
No, he was, yeah, you right. He was being true to himself.
As long as he learned from this. Next year, man, just kick the field goal.
Well, I mean, playoffs is a different season. And, like, let's be honest. Like, Jared Goff got some playoff experience. Who the fuck else on the team? You know what I mean? Like,
right. That plays a role, too. We do got a young-ass team.
And even with San Francisco, like, even though, like, it's some new components, like the quarterback, a lot of that team was in the Super Bowl that lost to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Like, they still got cats from that game.
And they don't have,
Joey Bosa was a rookie. You know what I mean?
And they don't have Josh Reynolds dropping passes either.
Like, okay, all right. I'm salty with Josh Reynolds because of the video game, because of Madden, real talk.
True to life because in the game he do the same thing. But you like, damn, though. Like
that one, it was like, hey, he put that shit in your hands, yeah, man. Come on,
that
bro.
That would have changed. We would have got the first down and kept the drive alive.
And the momentum switch with that fumble, too. I mean, like, I'm not mad at Jahmyr Gibbs.
Like, stuff like that happens.
Yeah, it happened. You know
plus
what I mean?
Plus, he a rookie. He, you know, shout out to Ben Johnson coming back. That was crucial.
He didn't want the Washington job.
Yeah, he didn't want to go take the shitty job.
And plus, like, you win the Super Bowl, you're going to be able to pick the job you have.
Facts. So, and then you got a good chance to get there because we did great this year. That's the thing with sports, though. It's no guarantee that we'll get back.
Exactly.
But exactly. I believe we have the pieces in place to go far like we did last year.
I hear a lot in NFL circles when they do talk about the Lions because they don't talk about them that much, but you hear a lot about, like, the culture change. And that's really, you can see that in the team.
And Ben Johnson is a great coordinator, too. That's why he was so highly sought after.
Aaron Glenn has actually proven to me that he knows something about football because look up the past couple of years, I was like, why is this nigga a defensive coordinator?
Yeah.
But during the playoffs, AG. Like him switching the scheme and even taking Joseph out. Because, I mean, like, he was getting burnt. He was getting burnt. You had to put somebody else in and
Everybody was going, yeah, that's my man where it bounced off his helmet and they made the flukiest play ever.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's going to eat him up. And next year he's going to come back.
Come back hard.
Hard.
Pause.
Fuck you. If you, whatever your sexuality is, ain't my concern.
I've been hanging out with my Koi Delicious DJ friends. Thanks, Dada. Dada back there kicking it. Everybody been ragging on Cam Sutton, too.
He was
getting towed up, man.
He was getting burnt.
Shout out to our sister, Takara. She was like, get him off the team. I'm like, damn, Takara, like, you an educator. Like, you nice and stuff. You ain't supposed to be talking like that. You're supposed to be cool and non-biased.
Why? Teachers people, too.
True.
And you know
she proved it.
And you knew her. She was a fucking person long before she was a teacher.
Right. Well, she used to root for us when we played football.
Singing songs and shit.
Getting mad at Chris because he ain't want to do devotions.
I've never seen two people argue over reading the Bible before
devotions.
That moment.
Shout out to all the kids who went to Christian school and had to do devotions in the
morning.
Or
chapel. When you get to, by the time you get to high school, though, you just skip chapel. You don't have to go for that.
It's early in the morning. Good morning, kids. It's time for devotions. Pull out your Bible.
Mm-mm. Perpetually be late, and you don't have to deal with that either.
That word just used to just be so powerful to me, devotions. Like, we about to be serious here this morning. It's 8:30, and I just had some cereal. Now it's time to get serious before I start my school day, my academic school day, with some devotions.
You retarded. You retarded.
After devotions, you want a snack, but you ain't getting one.
Yeah, you're going to get some hardcore education.
In high school, we had the vending machine, so you can go get you a honey bun or something with the glaze on it.
High school.
We had religion class first thing, early.
Yeah, but that's not devotion. Like,
we used to have devotion in chapel.
We didn't go to chapel. We skipped chapel.
I went to chapel sometimes.
Motherfucker, when I got there, as soon as you got the acclaim, we didn't go to chapel that often.
We went sometimes, though. We went and got a haircut.
Yeah, and played video games.
Yeah.
And just not go to school.
I earned the right to do that because I had been going to chapel for so long.
And I just didn't want to do it.
It's all good. You was a heathen. You still, you know, you turning it around though. You ain't much of a heathen. You didn't, you know, chilled out.
Shut
now
up.
I feel like I'm the heathen.
Hey, shut up.
What?
Stop telling me all my business, bro.
I ain't tell your business.
I'm still
just scratching the surface.
I'm a heathen.
Scratching the surface of your heathenism. Breezecast episode 42. I just wanted to use that.
My hedonistic ways. I appreciate you.
All right, Pete, man. Let's talk about some stories. You say hedonistic ways. You ever heard of polyamory? I'm just playing. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. I was on Yahoo, and I was reading this story about...
Wait, is that... That's a... Oh, I thought that was...
Yeah, that's a woman. She married to the dude with the green hair. His name is Dan. And the other guy's name is Ty. We're going to call him T.Y. And T.Y., that's her boyfriend. She married to the dude with the green hair, and the other dude is her boyfriend.
Oh.
They all in a relationship.
Oh.
Her and the dude that she married to, they got kids. Sometimes sometimes the boyfriend pay for the kids to do shit, and you know what I'm saying? And they got a great relationship. They all got together so they could afford to buy a house because Dan and the girl together, they couldn't afford a crib necessarily. He a teacher. She do freelance photography or editing or something. And the other dude is, I forgot him. He got a good job.
Yeah, I know. He has to have a good job.
He got a good job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a pretty good job.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a software designer or something similar like that.
Yeah, something to where he could afford to live by himself. He doesn't need them. Yeah.
But he lived with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they bought the crib. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, together they make like $155,000 together. So they bought like a crib that was $325,000. And one of the purposes was three bathrooms, four bedrooms for that. Yeah, bedrooms, three bathrooms. That's the type of crib they bought. But they bought the crib, and, you know, they was just highlighting, you know, how in the article, a lot of people was doing this, or it's a contingent of people, or a group of people.
Who just fuck around with each other while they living together by houses.
She'll go sleep. She split it up. She'll go sleep with her husband for two nights, and then go sleep with the other dude for two nights.
She got like a little basket
she take with like her facial nighttime routine, and
she the only one without a room.
From room to room.
She the only one without a room.
Yeah, the kids got a room.
I mean, I guess it's 2024. If you wouldn't live like that, I don't have no skin in your game.
So they doing all that. Okay, but then let's add this next layer.
You not done?
No, I'm not done. They all got other shit going on. Like, the woman, she got a relationship with another couple. You know what I'm saying? They cool. The dude, Dan, is in a relationship with a non-binary person. And then the other guy, T.Y., he got a long-distance relationship with somebody in Pittsburgh. They live in Virginia. He got a relationship with somebody in Pittsburgh. And then sometimes he just go out with local people, too, and hang out. So he be like, when you read the article, like, he be doing his thing. And then, so you got her, two people, him, another person, and then him, another person, and then randos. But they all living together, polyamory.
That's an STD household, right?
Man, I'm just saying, dog. Then she bouncing from bed to bed with her night routine.
You know, I like, if people can do what they want to.
They can.
The dude who married her, though, like,
I don't like it. Like,
bro, we got to get divorced.
Like, where does this dude come from?
We got to get divorced. You can still live. We can still do all the shit that we're doing, but we got to get divorced.
Our pH balance all off. Yes, said daughter from the back.
That's a lot of dicks. That's a lot of dicks.
What movie was that? That's a huge bitch.
Oh, Austin Powers. You thought huge bitch was
Male Gigolo.
Yeah, Deuce Bigelow.
That's a classic. They couldn't make a movie like that today. But yeah, this is a wild situation. It's very interesting. Kids involved in everything. All these different. I mean,
yeah, that's the other part of this. Like, I need to know them kids' names and where they're going, because one of them niggas gonna be a shooter. One of them. What? What stability? Where is there some sort of stability? I get that we all accept.
Stability because they got three parents. They mentioned
they got
kids.
Like six parents. Like, but they no, got like they, 10 I, parents, I actually. Like, how many?
I guess they don't bring them other people around. That's just like, you know.
Even
maybe
that.
Maybe on the nights when she in the bed with the other guy, that's when he go out and kick it with his other friend.
Even that. Like, I wake up in a house where my mom and daddy like my daddy in the room and my mama in the room with some other nigga. Like, even though I'm a kid, like you grow up, you talk to other people in the world, like you, there's a sense of normalcy. Even now, if it's two girls, like that's even considered normal and like cool. But like, what the fuck, bro? Like, where's the line? It's fucking eight parents in this motherfucking shit.
All right, you want to hear another
What
one?
If she get pregnant with his kids or with some other nigga she randomly fucking? Do he get brought into the fucking equation? Does everybody get a house?
Now we about to get a bigger.
It's a fucking village. Everybody's just fucking everybody. Like, hey, man.
All right, peep this next one.
You got another.
Situation. That's the picture they had on the article, but
look at her face. She looked like she's not interested.
Oh no, that's what she looked like
in the picture. She looked like she's not interested.
She definitely interested. This situation is a girl that say she's living her dream life, right?
How many people is she fucking?
One. Well, they boyfriend and girlfriend, but she says she's living her dream life, and hold on, here go the article. I had to pull the article up because I got to be able to quote this. Breeze Cavs, episode 42. She a stay-at-home girlfriend, and she living her dream life. She say, her money is her money, and the money that they make is her money. His money is her money.
That's old school. Like, real talk. Yeah. That's like old school.
Yeah. She doesn't work enough.
Take care of the house?
My phone died, but yeah, they went through her routine. She get up in the morning and cook some breakfast, and then they like they pray together. And then he go to work, and then she, like, be chilling. She, like, go do some yoga or...
So she stays fit, she cleans and keeps up the house.
Yeah, and then, like, she'll go do some yoga or something, and then she work on her social media page because she an influencer.
So she making her own money, too?
Some. Not...
Obviously not. Yeah, obviously. It's a Johnny Carson situation.
And then you already seen, she said, you know, the money that she make is hers, and the money that he make is... Hers, theirs, you feel me?
Yeah, theirs.
So you know how that goes.
But I don't know, in a traditional relationship, that's kind of how it was. Like, if I think back to my grandmother, when my grandfather came home, he gave her the money. He went and did what he did, but like, you know, she paid all the bills. She took care of all of the
shit. She didn't have no job?
No, she stayed at home and took care of the kids and did that. You know, man, what I mean? Like, so traditionally, I don't really see a problem with
it. It ain't a problem. This is not with something that you see all the time. You know, because not, you just got to be.
No, because
you,
no.
You got to be a buck because, number one, everybody can't afford that.
Real talk.
Because like, they go through everything that she do, and whatever she do, it's on his dime. So.
Real talk.
It becomes like an expense. Everything she's doing is another expense to you. Because, I mean, if you love her and all that and you want to see her happy and you cool with that, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, but whatever she's doing, it's like, you know.
Like, if we're going to keep it real.
She
want to
get her nails done. Whatever she's doing.
Some of this is to be expected. Like, this is, like, we grown-ups, bro. Like, you done paid for nails to get done, hair to get done, just like I fucking have. Like, what are we really talking about? If you're going to stay at home, ain't nobody got no problems with that. But as long as you can, A, live within the budget that we have, where you not costing, making no bills and shit for us, where I got to come out and work harder.
I know some people who, like, on, like, regular shit. Like,
I wouldn't mind that shit.
Because, like, I always think about, like, the type of money that you got to make. But if you got a good-ass job and maybe a hustle.
If you got a partner, bro. If you have a partner.
Because I know cats who cats who do truck driving for a living. You know, maybe they own a truck and maybe, you know, working on another one or something. But they do that. You got the two different situations. Like, the single dudes, they might have where the wife roll with them. And they do it together. You know, and they be, like, basically living on, like, on the road, you know, or something like that. But then you got a situation where a dude will go out and be doing all of that. He just send all the money to the crib, and she be at the crib, taking care of the crib, whatever.
It's about sacrifice. Everybody got a role to play. Like, then, if people want to trip and shit about that, like, it just ain't because roles you, and
just
shit.
Because
like,
she not working don't mean she out here, like,
fucking
know.
Around and, no, and, I'm and not, I'm getting just, over
I'm,
and,
I'm thinking
and
about
doing.
The, I'm thinking about the money part. Like, it don't mean that she, every day, she always going to spend money.
Not you,
you know what I'm saying?
But you can't.
If you build some shit up, it'll be some room for you to do that.
Right.
But, shoot, for a time, yeah, shoot. We, you know, we,
and think
we
about
chilling.
That. You got somebody at home, if you wanted to start a business, you actually have some help doing that. If this is about money and this is about y'all, you know what I mean?
You available. You can hook that shit up. You can be, you know, forward in the business while I'm making the money for us to help.
I think some.
That's why we had these conversations.
I think some of the problem is the stigma that comes with that now and feminism.
And you see the air quotations. You just look at like, I don't know, just when you read the article and then you look at her, I don't know. In my mind, I just see a woman who like, when they say why, she was like, because working and stuff is stressful. You know, I'm like, sorry. I mean, that's a part of the game. But then she said she met the dude at a church mingler thing.
Like, yeah, they single, pray together. They got single, a real, like, a single, real relationship.
But, okay, you're right.
Like, they're doing shit that, like, the average person that you don't hear people talk about, not to say that people don't
do it. She already lived with this dude, too. They not married, either. She already lived with him.
And he taking care of her like that? They don't end up getting married? Like,
they was kicking, like what? When they was kicking it, she was like, she didn't have no money for groceries, and she didn't want to ask him for no money. He was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I got you. I don't mind doing it. You know what I'm saying? And then, whoop-de-whoop-whoop-whoop, now she a stay-at-home girlfriend, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. It could work, man. But then, you know, the world get a hold of it and be like, oh, man, you giving her all this money. You know what I'm saying? She going to cheat on your ass.
That's her friends.
And all that.
Girl, that nigga.
But she got to be a solid individual. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that gift is only given to those worthy of it. So if you want to be worthy of the gift, sweetheart, I don't know what to tell you. You better get with the program.
All right, pimp.
Ain't no pimp. That's just real shit.
I said bitch. Bitch. But, yeah. But that's a good way. It could work. But a woman, you gotta be dope. You gotta be.
Both people gotta be dope. Yeah. And on the same page.
And y'all definitely gotta have trust and loyalty. You know, because without
respect
that.
Respect for each other.
Respect, yeah, all of that. So it could work, man. But it's cool having a woman that does have her own stuff going on and working, and y'all, you know, can collaborate on things too. That's always great. So.
Well, however it work, as long as it work.
Exactly. Right? For you. For you and your ass. Good shit, John. That was nice. Breezecast episode.
I'm not always a heathen.
42. Hedonistic. That's the word of the day. John was hedonistic back in the day. It's like, nah. But, yeah, so shout out to all the stay-at-home girlfriends. Hope you at the crib spending money. Mamas. Enjoying yourself.
Especially shout out to the stay-at-home mamas.
Stay-at-home moms. Yep. That's a beautiful thing. You know?
As long as the iPad ain't raising your kid.
Yeah. I hate that cable commercial where the kids be going crazy. They be playing the dude, be playing the tuba, and they be crazy. And then he look at the little thing, and he snap his fingers, and the internet, come on, they all be on the pads. Like,
I get it. Like, I can't lie to you. Like, I'm lazy. So, like, if I had kids, it would be this dance where I'm going back and forth. Like, man, this game come out today. Get these niggas a tablet. Like, let me go. I'm going to sit here for a couple hours and shit. Like, come sit right here, like, where I can see you and shit. Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, but then I'm going to monitor what you're watching. Like, you watching Sesame Street and...
But too, like, we don't have kids. And, like, Floyd will always say, like, you don't get it, man. Like, these kids, like, even in school and shit, like, they got to have a tablet. It's almost like I'm putting her at a disadvantage if she don't know how to use the shit and keep up with everybody else. So, like, you walking that balance, that shit crazy.
Your ass going to be playing Number Munchers and Word Munchers and Oregon Trail.
Shit. Nobody plays Oregon Trail.
Well, yo, my kid. Like, is no. Oregon Trail.
If whatever you say they're gonna play that shit on, I'm gonna break it. I'm gonna break it.
I'm getting it. They got it on. Okay, you can probably get it on the iPad.
Make sure you buy it.
It's probably in the app store.
Yeah, I'm gonna break your tablet or your phone. I'm gonna break it right in front of you.
Yeah, and I know you got bread, so I'm just gonna go take your car and buy another one. Nah. Security man.
You don't want this to keep going up.
I ain't playing, man.
You know me.
Because I want my child to play Oregon Trail.
They're not playing Oregon Trails, bro. That shit is dead, man. That game is a 1982. It's a fucking word game.
Right. It helped you learn something. Make decisions.
Do crossword puzzles. Play Maniac Mansion.
Now, that's boring.
That's boring. That teaches you a lot about attention to detail.
Maniac Mansion, like, dude, right. I played that because I had that book and I knew what to do.
That's okay. So give your kids the book. They'll read and figure it out. There you go. Right. Two birds, one stone.
You're right.
But you put Oregon Trails on anything. And
I think
I'm
still got
that
Nintendo Power, the original edition.
We can go on the internet and get it. It's not a big deal.
Well, I have the original edition. Wow. From 1992.
Asshole much?
Damn, this nigga, man. I ain't even say nothing, man.
Look at me in my pristine 1984 Nintendo Power magazine. It's fucking awesome.
I'm gonna read it right after Devotions.
Yeah, you'll stop doing all that hedonistic bullshit you be on.
Yeah, video games, that's hedonistic too. So we don't talk about that. We're gonna have Devotions. Put all that shit away. Forget about that shit right now.
You retarded.
That's how I used to be.
Hey, man, we got to do the time.
Yeah, we good though on time, 34?
No, we not.
I'm all right. Not. Okay, yeah, okay, yeah, you got to go to work. All right, real quick, we on the last thing anyway. We talking about the NBA, how everybody scoring a whole bunch of points and shit. It ain't like back in the day.
Yeah, everybody taking a picture like this.
The other day, Joel Embiid had 72, Cat had 60 something, and they lost. And the coach was like, "That was terrible. Like that was the most selfish basketball."
They stopped playing and was just like, "Cat shoot."
Yeah, he didn't have a problem shooting it.
He had a problem making the baskets for a minute
when they needed it
in the third quarter.
In the third and fourth quarter,
fourth quarter he came back. He got 20 in the.
But
fourth.
They still lost.
Yeah, yeah.
But like he had that. Luka had 70 something, and then on a night like that. It might slide past you that Devin Booker had 51, 52 points.
He scored almost 200 points in three games.
They be talking about how, like, nowadays, like, back in the day, they was, like, over in the league, it would be players who had over 20 points a game. It was maybe, like, 20 players who averaged over 20 points a game. Now it's, like, double. And then, like, the number of 50-point games, 40-point games. You know, even the 60s and 70s, because, like, it's like, shit, Dame did it last year. You know what I'm saying? We just had Joel Embiid. You know, like, it happened with more frequency
now. But skill level does come into play with that, too. Like, cats are just, objectively speaking, better. They're better shooters. They can handle the ball better. Like, some of that is a part of it. But, like, you got to be honest. Like, defense is kind of, you know, it's not non-existent, but you can't play defense on the same level and with the same intensity that you could 10, 15 years ago.
If you on the team right now and you a bucket, you can get your shit off and make it, like, to the rack and threes. You know what I'm saying?
That's basketball.
If you can do that, you're going to have a place on the floor, as opposed to if you can make a couple shots and play some defense.
Yeah, but then, like, the fucked up thing is in the playoffs, that theory, that formula, Golden State is an anomaly. But even the years that they won, they were in the top five
in defense.
Yep. Right? So you can't go – I get that in theory, like, yeah, we just going to outscore you. But how many super teams you see try this shit and it don't work?
Even with Draymond, they'd be like, you know, he don't do a whole bunch of scoring.
But he do everything else.
Right. He just fill in the gaps. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Like, can run the point, can facilitate the offense.
Make the pass. Play good defense on whatever star you need him to play on, the other team main player.
And think about it, the years they won, he wasn't the only guy that could do that. They also had somebody else they could put on a perimeter player on the lineup with him, Clay, and Steph, and like they could work that.
Right.
They don't have that now. They don't have that other defensive guy. But
with the rule changes and stuff, with no hand checking, the running foul.
I mean, like, the refs are terrible. The refs are terrible, too.
Yeah, and then lately you've been seeing all these discrepancies with free throws, like, where one team will have, you know, for the whole game, they'll have, like, 9 free throws, and the other team will have 20-something.
What was it? And, like, you keep seeing the coaches come out, like, I'm not going to talk about the officiating.
Yeah, because you can't, because they're going to find you.
I would keep getting fined. They'd find me every day, because I'd be like, this is some bullshit. Like, you're going to have to make a stink about this. If you want this shit fixed, like, because it's terrible. Like, even the technical fouls. Bro, part of playing defense is passion and aggression.
Passion.
I can't do that, because if I get too hype, I'm going to get a technical foul.
Passion, like when you about to have devotions. I'm sorry, man. But you're right, man. It does take passion and intensity.
If you say devotions again, I'm going to kick you.
You got to have intensity to play defense. Like, you think about good-ass defensive players. They usually, like, cats with, like, a little chip on their shoulder. A la
Ron Artest, Dennis Rodman.
My man, Patrick Beverly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
remember Rajah Bell?
Yeah.
He had an attitude.
Rajon Rondo.
Rajon Rondo, man. He got in trouble the other day. He was riding with guns and weed. Like, bro, damn, dog. Bro, come on, Rajon. What you doing?
Just go get a license,
The weed is cool. Like, whatever, the weed, that's a misdemeanor. But the gun, you too rich to have that gun unregistered. But, yeah, the league is a trip. The stuff that we seeing, it's like, man, it almost gets you desensitized to when somebody scores so many points because it happens so frequently. And cats just can run up and down the court and just lay up, and you be like, man, come on, man.
Play some defense.
I don't know.
You know, like, back in the 1980s, you do that 10 times and somebody going to clothesline your ass, so you understand, like, you do this shit, like, that's over, bro. You're going to shoot jump shots.
It got to be a healthy medium.
You're not going to kill me like this.
It got to be a healthy medium. You don't clothesline somebody.
Hey, all right.
But you can,
I'm just gonna put it out there, all you NBA people. I'm available. I will just go out, and if they score in a whole bunch of points,
you available to be an enforcer?
I will go just
how much you need you
clobber
need?
Them. You need the league minimum's fine. That's fine. I ain't gonna play that much. You'll be like, hey, him, and I'll just be like, all right. So what we talking? Yeah, I got you. That's it.
I'm with you.
I'm out here.
If they need me to do that, I'll do that. I'll go out there and take
You're
a
not
charge.
Bigger, though. You can't. Yeah, I'm gonna have to jump on their back and like pull and shit and like ah, like.
Let me just jump over a nigga like bam, 2 points. Like man, this is some bullshit. Right, I want my check.
I'm gonna jump up and
I need my
in
game check. And before we go, they all complaining about the 65 game rule too. Where you got
it's the player's fault.
Well, yeah,
it's your fault.
Yeah, you can't say nothing because of the. Even though, but then would that go back? The management shit came from the team. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they go back Jordan and them. He averaged 80 games a season.
Yep.
Charles Barkley was like 70 games a season. Larry Bird, 77
games a
season.
I'm getting paid to play basketball.
Yeah, so he's going to give him a show. But, you know, if the team is protecting their investment and had you sit out, you know?
I mean, they tried that with Michael Jordan.
Then he played anyway.
He told, yeah.
Then it trickled down, and then the players like, well, fuck it. You know, I ain't gotta play anyway, so there you go. Now, you get it to where, you know, niggas don't be playing, and now they gonna have the 65 game thing, everybody complaining. I'm like, it's y'all fault, man. Because I know, like, Joel Embiid, he's about to be a wrap for him because he got injured.
But some cases, like, this is lacking common sense, right?
Tyrese Halliburton, he got, like, five games, and he's out of the contention.
I mean, like, again, like, in your case, like, I'm sorry, bro, but, like, Joel Embiid, like, he's really, you see him limping up and down the fuck.
It gotta be something put in place where, like, if somebody fall on your leg and something, it gotta be something, because, like, that wasn't his fault.
Count the rest days. Count the days that they actually say, but then you got the integrity of people. Are these people actually gonna tell you, like, this is a true rest day or this ain't? Because Kawhi Leonard, like, who knows how many of them was fucking rest days how many was just,
and
like, I don't want to play.
He playing, nah.
Well, yeah, because he got to play 65 fucking games to get all them bonuses and shit. It's amazing. So, like, you did it to yourself. Like, I get it. It'll balance out eventually. But until then, like, oh, well. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start betting on people that play 65 games, average games, to win the MVP.
What about them Detroit Pistons?
They're actually looking better. Monty, I read a thing that said Monty Williams said he starting to figure out the team. And it's like, you starting to figure out the team. The team, it's not talent that's the issue. When they was playing defense, they looked like a decent team and was winning games. Like, they got a good core. Because they got a good core. I don't know about Monty, man. I don't know, man.
Only Monty I mess with is Carlo and Jennings. What up, though? real quick, man, we had the Up and Smoke fashion show the other day. The mug was off the chain. Shout out to everybody who came through. It was a movie. It looked great in there. It was packed. You know what I'm saying? The shit. Shout out to all of the yeah, shout out to all the brands and all the women that was there. You know, I did my thing.
Gotta shout the women, huh?
Yeah, gotta do that, man. It was a beautiful.
That nigga say, I'm on the prowl.
I'm just saying, my eyes are always open. I mean, the words of my dad, he said, I'm married, not blind. And mm-hmm. I ain't married.
No, I was about to say, you ain't married.
Yeah, so I look where I want to look. You did? All right, y'all. We're going to go ahead and get up out of here.
Yeah, I can smell them, bro. Man. Like,
let's get out of here.
Fucking protein
shakes. You got your black lightnings on today.
Yeah, I gotta go be a superhero.
Yeah, that's what's up. He got the actual Black Lightning shoes. If you ever seen the show, he has those shoes. They were pennies. They black with the blue. Man. He has those shoes on right now.
That's not important.
Black Lightning.
In the scope of...
He is Black Lightning. All right, y'all. We out, man. BreezeCast, episode 42, man. You know what it is.
I ain't dark enough to be Black Lightning, motherfucker.
You the perfect complexion to be Black Lightning.
No, you are.
You Light Lightning.
I'm black enough to kick your ass.
Hey, man, that's a threat. Y'all heard it on camera, man. But y'all be cool. How y'all be cool, man? Make sure y'all follow on Instagram at BookDJCoolBreeze. And you know what it is, man. Everybody stay cool and stay fresh and good stuff. More good stuff on the way. Mixtape on the way, too. Only Beats. Shout out to Cuzzo. What you looking at me for?
So I can shake your hand so I can leave.
Oh, okay. All right, y'all. I'll see y'all later.
Fuck.